Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 189, for Tuesday, August 29th, 2017, and day 29 of the 2017 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And once again, we are not getting the podcast that I was hoping for. A, bummer, I'm sorry, and B, bummer, I'm running out of time. I'm going to get one of them tomorrow. It's my goal. Because Thursdays will probably just be in the car on the way to Dragon Con. And then if I put up anything Friday, it'll just be the get together after the coming forecast thing. And not that I'm going to stop. Once again, I'm going to try and keep this going on a pretty regular basis, and I can go back to those things. But basically, I got one shot left for probably the Internet of Things sort of doohickey. So today it's between work and life and getting ready for Dragon Con. This day has been long, and it's about 10 till 11, I think, and nothing has happened so far. So I'm like, just going to throw out a slice of life and we'll get to it. So yeah, work's not bad at all. But we do have this project that I'm involved in that's like a hybrid cloud internal sort of hybrid-y project with, data, since I'm a database administrator with database stuff, kind of a pain. And it's something that we're trying to get done based on the customer in a time constrained fashion, which is always fun. And we are running out of time on the time constraint in general, and we're running out of time even more on my time constraint because tomorrow's my last day until next Wednesday. I'm working this Wednesday, and then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday because it's Dragon Con. And even though I will actually be in downtown Atlanta, and I guess if the zombies came or something, I would run. But, if there were, I am on vacation, yet I am within walking distance of my office. And if they needed me for, some crazy, malware attack against SQL Server database servers or something, I would probably go and help. But in general, Dragon Con is like my big vacation. So I am not planning on being available shortly after 5 tomorrow. And I do not think, based on where they are, they're trying to get this stuff done, I think, maybe even before Labor Day. So by the end of this week. And even if they go a little past that, I don't even think they're going to get it done then, like by next week, much less by Friday, much less by the end of day tomorrow. However, I certainly expect that during the day tomorrow, I'm going to have to scramble, and there are steps in the process that are before me that are hung up right now. And I'm sure that, based on the way, Murphy's Law works, at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be like, okay, Ken, do your stuff. And be like, I will do as much as I can. And then someone else will do it. It's not super complicated. I think I've figured out there's some wrinkles to doing what we're doing. It's like database replication stuff between local instances and cloud instances, and it's multi-cloud stuff, and each cloud has a little bit different wrinkle, but I've figured out most of them over the past like 2 weeks or so. And I've got a document that I'm working on right now that contains most of the caveats. And other than the caveats, everybody in the group that I work on, we're all super senior DBAs. They all know the general gist of how this works. And if I give them, like, oh yeah, do this and do this, that'll, to make it work. They'll have more than enough info to move forward. And they can certainly always call me or email me. Since, like I said, I'm within walking distance of my office in an emergency, at Dragon Con. So, but yeah, like I said, I fully expect nothing to happen 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Oh my gosh, Ken, please do some stuff. So in the meantime, I'm creating the document that they can read from at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, or, whenever on Thursday or Friday, and figure out how to do this stuff, because that won't be me at that point. love you, but vacation. PTO, you give it to me for a reason, so I'm taking it. And then life was fine. You know, it was busy, like I said, with that stuff today, and it, well, frustrating more than busy. But we did take Gracie out today. It was a pretty fun thing. I actually considered making it the episode artwork for this episode. It was so cute, but it's on Instagram and it's on Facebook. So if you follow me on either one, you can see it. But we took Gracie out to lunch at a place that has like a one of those big one-page paper menus that you you flip over, you know, you look at on both sides. And she was fascinated by this thing. She picked it up, and I got this picture of her. It just absolutely looks like she was looking at it. It has a lot of color pictures, and it was very busy, you know, and active. And I think she found it interesting. But she, you know, she bounced back and forth between looking at it, and literally this picture looks like she's looking at it and getting ready to order. It's hilarious. Looking at it, laying it down on the table and beating it with both her fists, holding it up in the air above her head and throwing it on the floor. So she had a great time with it. She really liked the menu. It was a good time. And the food was good. So it was good. So we got a chance to run out with her, don't normally have her on Tuesdays. Everybody's schedule is, kind of switched around this week because of Dragon Con. Cause this is the week where we are like, no, we're not going to be available Thursday, Friday, Saturday to take care of her. And this is the only week where we're pretty much not going to be available. You know, like for example, I have, season tickets to, Duke football, which are, you know, almost all on Saturdays. And we are probably going to, maybe we might get to go to one if we can find a game that's going to be really late. And we can, pass Gracie off on a Saturday, you know, at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something, we might be able to go to a 7 or 8 o'clock game. But in general, we're just going to give those tickets to friends and stuff this year. Because this year is it's a special year. She's, you know, Savannah's in school and Gracie's teeny tiny and we need to take care of her. And plus we really like her, but, Dragon Con was non-negotiable. So Savannah moved around her schedule. So she's actually going to, she went to school today, today and tomorrow, instead of her normal Thursday, Friday, Saturday, she's going to be at home. So she can be with Gracie. We won't have to worry about all that stuff. So all that'll work out. But that meant today was busy in a way that normally a Tuesday would not be. And so we had, all that home stuff. And then of course we are getting ready for Dragon Con. It is, getting the car cleaned up. I've been lazy lately. I look at my backseat. My backseat is normally pretty because it's just me, you know, in my car. So yeah, it's me and Charlotte now. But still, it's basically me and Charlotte most of the time because we drive Gracie in another car that has the car seat stuff in it, one of our other vehicles. But lately I've been just so lazy. Like we've been getting stuff. We use an Amazon locker fairly frequently. I don't know if people are familiar with that. Like if you, cause we live far enough out that sometimes we can't get Prime shipping stuff to us just cause we live so far away from, or if we do get Prime shipping, there'll be various issues. But so Amazon has started opening up these locker things. A lot of times it's at like a QT or a 7-Eleven, or they're actually going to put them in Whole Foods now that they bought Whole Foods this week. It's just this locked locker and you have a code. You have both a code and a barcode that represents the code. You go up to this screen on the front of this big set of lockers with all these doors on it. And you either swipe the barcode or the barcode will swipe. And if you can't get the barcode to swipe, you just type in the 6-digit alphanumeric code and whatever locker is yours pops open. And then, you know, so it's a different code every time. So it's, you know, pretty secure. And you grab your stuff. And since we drive by this locker, the locker's only about 5 miles from our house. It's just directly towards in Monroe, the county seat, the next largest city. And it's like on the way to Charlotte. And even 5 miles away, that's a much easier place for people to go on a regular basis, especially since, hell, we may be very well be the only people using this Amazon locker, but we use it a heck of a lot. So it's a lot of times it's easy for us. We can get things like, we don't get faster shipping, but we do get, like, for example, if I order something on a Friday to get here, normally, even with 2-day Amazon shipping, that's two like shipping days. And since things are coming to us via mail, it will get it on Monday. But if I order it to the locker, we'll get it on Sunday because they'll just drop it. Somebody will drop it off at the locker. And since not every day, but you know, probably 5 days out of 7, we drive right by this QT. It's pretty convenient. So we're up there getting stuff. Amazon's the point of that is lately I've been getting all these boxes and I open everything up in the car since I'm like, oh, I just got it. And I just toss the boxes and bags. And so the backseat of my car is like a graveyard of Amazon purchases because it's like all the boxes and stuff that we tossed into the backseat. So I'm doing some cleanup. I got to finish that up tomorrow and then, finish up getting the car ready, getting the t-shirts picked out that I'm going to wear and making sure all the doodads for the costumes and stuff are ready and all that good stuff. So we are in the home stretch at this point. So this time tomorrow I will be on vacation. I'll be totally focused on getting ready for DragonCon and all that stuff. So we'll be pretty psyched. It'll be awesome. Leaving fairly early Thursday so that we can get into Atlanta. We're probably going to stop in Greenville for lunch at the little Barley's pizza place that we really like in Greenville. That'll give us time to eat there, eat lunch, still get into Atlanta a decent time, like 3-ish, I would say. And be ready to get. So that'll be it for today. Pure slice of life episode. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can reach me at the website is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And for any other contact information, Google+, Instagram, Facebook, GitHub, Goodreads, all that good stuff, Last.fm, all that is at kenzoid.com down near the bottom of the page. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 US. Don't get that wrong. And we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.